This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, January 2nd. Well, the market was closed yesterday for the New Year holiday, but from the floor of the CME in Chicago with weekend numbers, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat was up, and it's been in a little bit of oversold conditions, and that really brought in some buyers to give it somewhat of a rebound. It didn't really spring back all that much, but a few cents, and keeping it well above that $5 benchmark that we had looked at for a while, but certainly well off the high of 538 of that March contract. That being said, that it looks like we are really trying to push this market higher despite the fact that we have been having trouble being competitive around the world. Now, since our price has dropped a little bit lower, I think that that makes it a little bit easier right now, but there hasn't been much going on. The markets are very thin, really light trading, and are getting pushed around back and forth an awful lot.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday up one at 511 and a quarter. March corn was up one at 375. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for December ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for December were up one, ranging from 641 to 656. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for December were down 1.75, ranging from 645.5 to 655.5. Live cattle for December were up $1.15 at 124.20. January feeder cattle were up 7.5 cents at 149.25. And December Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 1382. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.